Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast in South Boston is a tradition where Massachusetts politicians try their hand at stand-up comedy and poke fun at each other. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, there were some new developments at this year's breakfast.
In the old days, the Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade was as known for prohibiting gay veterans from marching as much as it was for celebrating Irish-American heritage. Those days are long gone.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Brian Bishop of Outvets sang the national anthem. There were some other novelties. For one, the host. It's always the state senator representing South Boston. This year, that's Nick Collins, who took over from Linda Dorsina Forey. Something else was new. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was missing. She is a regular attendee, but this year did not make it. That prompted this dig from Collins.
Senator Warren is busy being one of the 732 Democrats running for president. She was going to call in, but she just decided to mail it in.
Warren would be the butt of several jokes scattered throughout the breakfast. Here's one from Governor Charlie Baker.
I took a sort of step out of the playbook of Senator Warren, and I took a DNA test. This is important. Official results of that DNA test, I am 1/1,000th Republican.
A potential rival of Warren's, former Vice President Joe Biden, did make an appearance, though only by video. Biden made a joke about the reception he got after he complimented Vice President Mike Pence.
And I mentioned the governor, I mentioned you, Charlie, but the last time I said something nice about a Republican, it got them in trouble, and I don't want to get you in trouble.
For his first breakfast, Senator Nick Collins chose a new venue, the Raymond L. Flynn Black Falcon Terminal. It was drafty and industrial, but more spacious than the Iron Workers Hall, where the breakfast was held last year, and more intimate than the convention center, where it had been in years prior. The sense in the room was that this would be the place where the sausages and baked beans and warmed-over political jokes would be served from now on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.